Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marcia Firestone's here, too, because she's our good friend. Dr. Firestone is founder and president of Women Presidents Organization, the WPO organization I've been telling you about for a long time. She works very hard on behalf of women who are leading their own organizations all over the country, and she travels around the world keeping posted on how things are going for women business owners all over the world. And she just got back from Berlin for the International Women's Conference, and I wanted her to tell us a little bit about that first, and then she's going to move on and talk to us about some research she's found. Marcia, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, and welcome back to the USA.
Well, I've been back for a couple of months now, been enjoying my summer, and sad that the summer's over, but fall is my favorite time. So
tell us what was the big doings in Berlin?
It's called the Global Women's Summit, and it is a summit of women from, this year there were 95 countries involved and 1,000 attendees. And it attracts both women in entrepreneurship and also corporate women. So they're kind of two tracks. And of course, my main focus and interest is in the entrepreneurial women.
Were there government leaders there from other countries?
Yes, there were. Many government leaders from the African countries, and some from a sprinkling from the Western countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Germany was very involved. The government was very involved in having us there, and we're very welcoming. I always find it interesting to be involved with international women because it always reminds me just how successful our women in this country really are. As much as we complain, and we still are only making about 77 cents per dollar that a man makes, we're still way ahead than in other countries, and especially with entrepreneurship. I would say we're about...
But you know, I was going to say, Marcia, I was going to say, a woman entrepreneur shouldn't have any reason not to make as much as a man.
Well, true, except that I don't think that the women have been in business long enough in these countries yet to have really strong, have a critical mass,
right,
of strong businesses like we do here.
Right.
I mean,
so women, how much advanced would you say in terms of the populace, in terms of per capita, maybe women business owners are in the United States compared to other countries?
I'd say we're about 15 years ahead of the European countries.
Even Europe, huh?
Yes. And I would say the Asian countries the same, although there's some countries that are doing really well. Singapore has some very large women-owned businesses, as does Malaysia. The reason Malaysia does is they're doing so much building that a lot of these women are in the construction industry.
You know, it should be said, though, Marcia, that in terms of entrepreneurship in general, not just women entrepreneurs, but in general, America is way ahead of Europe. Not just for women, but in all cases.
Well, I think that's exactly true. I participated this year. I was very lucky. I was invited to the Global Leaders Summit that IBM put on. They invited only 300 people to talk about how can the U.S. retain our leadership. Mm-hmm. Economically. And one of the points that they made was, although China is growing very rapidly, their GDP is only $2 billion.
Right.
Our GDP is $13 billion.
That's right.
And we're still growing trillion. Trillion.
I said trillion. That's right. Two trillion. Exactly. I meant to correct you, but that's just exactly right. With a T. Yes, right.
But the point I'm making is that what I learned was that we're still way ahead, and that India and China are growing, but they're exploding. But we're still growing and growing very strongly.
The only thing they have on us is their rate of growth, and that takes a lot of people by surprise. There are actually people out there, Marcia, who believe that China's economy is the largest in the world. It's barely one fifth of ours.
Right. Well, let's see. Even less, maybe a sixth of ours.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But so, but do you see opportunities around the world for women business owners? Is that growing? Does the future look bright for women entrepreneurs around the world?
Absolutely. First of all, I would say to you that we are starting new chapters internationally now, and we're starting them because there is this growth. We're starting one this month on the 19th in Lima, Peru.
Good for you.
Starting one in the UK in the fall, and we're even talking to a school in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to start one there. We did a program with the State Department on entrepreneurship and sent four of our members over, and they were so pleased that they said to us, we'd like to start a WPO chapter in Jeddah.
Now, what does all this mean to a woman in the United States, for example, sitting listening to you right now? What I think it means is, ladies, these are your future customers and associates to do business with in the years to come.
Absolutely, which is one of the interests that we have in expanding this way, is to bring those businesses and have them connect with our members. Very definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it also means a stronger economy for these countries, because the GEM report that's published every year,
Global Entrepreneurial Monitor by Babson,
found that those countries that involve their women in entrepreneurial programs as well as in business in general are stronger economically.
And they have a classier economy too, don't they, when they have more women involved, right, Marcia?
They have a what kind
a
of
class, a classier economy.
Well, I would when say
so. Marcia Firestone, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Marcia Firestone, she and I will be right back with some more of this research right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Marcia Firestone is our guest. Dr. Marcia Firestone is the president and founder of WPO. And Marcia, give us your website and tell us how we can contact you.
It's www.womenpresidents, with the S on the president, womenpresidentsorg.com, or call me at 212-688-4114.
Check that out when you get a chance. Tell us, remind us the criteria for being a member of WPO.
Woman-owned, at least $1 million of service-based in annual revenues, $2 million if product-based. Average revenues of our members are now $12 million. We have 71 chapters in the U.S. and Canada.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. A lot of hard work there. You guys have recently conducted a survey yourself. Tell us about that.
Well, every year at this time of the year, we call it our Labor Day survey. We want to see how our members are doing, how they did this past year over the previous year, and what their expectations are for the current year. So our first question we asked was, relative to 2005, how did your business perform in 2006? And there was a 75% increase in profit, an 88% increase in revenue, and a 63% increase in workforce. Doesn't that blow you away?
That's incredible. But wait a minute. I keep hearing politicians, Marcia, talking about how the economy's not doing very well. What game are they watching?
That's what I want to know, too. Because we do this to find out, look, you know, here are really substantial-sized businesses. What are they contributing to the economy? And, you know, what are the problems? Well, when you see an 88% increase in total revenue over the previous year, that's pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What else did your survey find?
A 66% gain of our respondents adding between 1 and 50 employees. 66% of our respondents said they would add between 1 and 50 employees.
Wow.
In 07, the 57% expect between 10 and 70% growth, with 5% expecting more than 70% growth. Now, that's huge.
That's incredible.
Right.
That's almost too fast.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because one of their biggest problems is dealing with this growth.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I mean, you can grow yourself out of business.
Well, I think so.
Let me tell you what else that tells you. If they actually think they can accomplish that, that also puts to rest the myth that small business owners can't get the capital they need.
Right. They didn't mention capital. In fact, we asked them what were their number one employees.
That wasn't on the list.
Number one problems. The first was sales, the second was managing growth. They didn't even mention capitalization.
I had a reporter from one of the, I think it was New York Times, called me the other day and tried to hook up with me about, they wanted to talk about the lack of capital for small business. That was the angle that they were writing about.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been Washington Post, I don't remember, but I said, well, I'll be glad to talk to you, but you're not going to like my answers.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what do you mean? I said, because your premise is not correct. And the phone call didn't last very long after that, as you can imagine.
Right, I'm sure. But I have to say that there is, as far as debt financing goes, there's absolutely no problem for women at this time.
Thanks to the women like Lillian Vernon and Mary Kay and women like that, on whose shoulders a lot of women today stand on, who toughed it out and who were the trailblazers. I gotta mention those women who and many small businesses who remain small who made it through the tough times and proved to banks that they should be loaning money to women.
Well, I agree with you, but you also have to thank the banks for being aware and waking up. I mean, we work very closely with Wachovia and KeyBank, and in Canada, Business Development Bank of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they really are very, very supportive of the women's market in terms of debt financing. Mm-hmm. The place where women have trouble is in VC money. Only 5% of VC money goes to women.
Why do you think that is?
Well, actually, there was a big
study. Venture capital, by the way, folks. What she means by VC. Go ahead.
There was a big study that the Kauffman Foundation and Astra did, and they found that one of the reasons is that getting that kind of equity investment is a process where you have to really use all of your networking and connections and go from contact to contact, and until you finally find someone who's interested in your kind of business.
Yeah.
Well, women don't have those connections because primarily the venture capital representatives are male, 95% male.
But there are some, and I'm going to have to wrap it up, there are some venture capital funds out there that are designed specifically for women, so find those. Give us that website again, Marcia.
www.womenpresidentsorg.com.
Thank you, Marcia, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Marcia Firestone, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with our friend Jim Cerbascu. Stay with us. Yeah, baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.